best away.
So how's it feel being back on Dave? I mean, it's so nice to have you back.
I am thrilled. I love that Rob Calavardi threw me right into the frying pan, and she is sizzling.
Oh, yeah, I love how they brought her back.
Entitled with a capital E. So it's good.
And that's always fun too, I bet.
Oh my gosh,
it's better to play meaner
than to be the victim.
Yes, yes.
Although Brady right now is trying to turn her into a murderer.
Yeah, but
she will get the best of him.
She got the best of him the other day.
She ain't no dodo.
Those scenes were, I know this was a couple years ago when Paige died. That was so amazing. So it's kind of fun to see you now being back to mean and a little more scheming.
Yeah, those were beautifully written scenes, and working opposite A. Martinez was amazing. And True O'Brien was fabulous. But this time around, you know, I'm not really islanded. I was so islanded with JJ. Of the Kiriakis mansion and everything that goes on in there, so you know, putting her roots down in basic black and trying to change the world. So we know he can't change the world, but she certainly don't think she can.
When you always hear you kind of that little singing in the background.
Yeah, what is up with that music?
I love it. Yes,
we hate that music.
Yeah,
I did when you came back.
The grave site with a hat on. It's like,
yeah.
Really?
That's what it was. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, they're doing that again.
I know. It's funny.
It says, welcome back, Eve. Okay.
So is it interesting having Ron writing, you know, because he wrote for you as Cassie on One Life to Live.
Blair.
I'm sorry, Cassie. Yes.
Yes.
I'm like looking at you, talking to you. Yes.
Yeah. Ron is, you know, I've worked with Gary Tomlin, first brought me on, then Dina was writing, and then Josh wrote the beautiful Paige story, and then Ron brought me back. So I really feel, you know, the essence of the character changes a little, but each essence has brought a different color, and I've enjoyed it.
Glad to have you back.
Thank you. I'm walking in gratitude.
So you're still doing your performing and singing?
Not really. No. You know, this has been a challenge getting out here, and then I just don't want to wear myself out. I feel very strong, but at the same time, there's no reason. I don't, you know, I've been there and I've done that. Maybe when I get back to New York and this chapter is finished, then I'll put together like a nightclub act and stuff and do it. Because music is definitely something very important. But I got enough on my plate. You know, get myself to college.
Yeah,
you know.
Do you go back and forth to New York, or you both out here?
Have a little apartment out here, and my husband's working on General Hospital, so we both are doing stuff. But when days is dark, we usually head east. We'll be going back. He's in fact going back on the 14th. I go back on the 17th for a week, and then we'll come back. Yeah, so we go back and forth.
So he's still working on General Hospital now?
Yes.
And you were on there for a little bit, so that's
when One Life to Live, it just ended, so I was there on the character as Blair.
Right.
Actually, pretty much take the handcuffs off of Todd so he could go and have a relationship with Carly.
Right.
Much to Blair's sadness. But.
Yeah. So anything else going on that you...
I'm all good. You know, if I can say anything to any fans, go out and donate blood, because your blood makes a difference in people's lives that are struggling, battling with cancer, any kind of blood issues. I want everyone to have a blessed Thanksgiving and look around your dining table, look around your neighborhood, and just realize how grateful we all are to have each other and to be here in this country. That's it.